The highlight, of course, was last Sunday evening, wasn't it, with State of Origin 2 and a big win for New South Wales. And despite being on the other side of the world, I'm sure he would have been watching with great interest and much delight to see that performance. Josh Reynolds joins us. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very, very well. Where were you when? Where were you watching the game from?
I was actually watching it just at home. At the moment, obviously, I haven't got a job at the moment, so I just watched it at home. But yeah, no, I think it was a great win for the Blues. Obviously, Queensland won the first game, and for me, I think that was a bit of a role. But I think Nathan Cleary was just unstoppable, to be honest. And I actually spoke on the show last week and said Appy Coruscant was just, I think he was the difference, to be honest. And Cookie wouldn't have liked probably going to the bench, but for me, I think that's probably what won the Blues the game. It changed their point of attack, and it's 1-1, and yeah, hopefully the Blues can get a final win back up in Queensland, which will be tough.
Josh, what did you make of Matt Burton's debut?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, to be honest. I just love for him how he can play 5-8 week in, week out for the Bulldogs, but then, you know, he can play Origin in the centres and have a game like that. Whenever I watch Matt Burton, I just feel that he's just cool, calm and collected. Everything he does is perfect. Nothing seems to faze him, and that's for me. That's why if I was the Bulldogs right now, I know there's a lot of contract talk, but I'd be keeping him for as long as I could, because he's the perfect player. He does everything right, and they've been talking about he's worth a million, but I think he is. I think he's the Bulldogs need right now, and I keep him for a long, long time.
Hey, Grubb, it's Bulldog. Before we continue with Origin, where are you and are you behaving? Because I've got worries.
That's where
Grubb.
I was coming from.
Worries.
I thought he was on the other side of the world somewhere at the moment.
I'm not going to tell you exactly where I am.
We can just look on social media.
It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
Josh.
You look like you're having a terrible time.
Yeah. It's a terrible time. But, yeah. So I'm actually in Barcelona right now, and I'm having a great time with a couple of great people that yous would know very closely.
Right. Yes.
And yeah, but for me right now, you know, it's hard for me because, you know, like I'm trying to get something set in stone for now or for next year, and but at the same time, I'm enjoying my time.
Good for you, Grubb. So, Josh, you're not retired, are you? Let me just make that clear. And you're obviously looking to stay in Super League, is that right?
No, I'm definitely not retired, mate. But to be honest, no, I want to come home. I want to play in the NRL. I've got one more year left in me, and it's been a bit of a tough trot for me over here. But I think if I come back home and train to my best ability, I honestly think that, you know, I could hopefully get a number in a squad, and you know, I do my best. But if it isn't going to work, like it is what it is. So I'm just going to do my best and hopefully come back to a club back home.
Josh, your experience, your utility value, you'd be a great, obviously, 14 if need be, or you can play in the halves. You've played Origin, so I know you don't want to particularly self-promote too much, but gee, I reckon you'd be a handy pickup.
Well, actually, Bulldogs, like, mate, honestly, like, I'm probably past that point now where I understand like what I am right now, and for me to, I understand if I come into a club or a team, I'd be a 14 or wherever they need me to be, and I'm okay with that. It's just, you know, obviously in life you've got to accept, you know, what's going on and whatnot. So for me right now, if I got you know, any contract or whatever with any team, I'd just trade my backside off and do my best. And, you know, as you know, I'd hope people know that's what I want to do, and that's why, you know, I hope I can add a bit of value to a team.
So, Josh, what would be your pitch, I guess, to someone like a Wayne Bennett, who's looking for players at the Dolphins at the moment, for example? What do you bring to a side at the moment? You're saying you're happy to have any number of 14, but what's your pitch to clubs at the moment?
Well, for me, really, like it's hard. Like I'm 33 years old, and you can't like shy away from that fact. But I hope that, you know, like coaches or clubs know what I'm about. And you know, I haven't been in the NRL for a couple of years, but at the same time, I love to think that people still know what I'm about, like that, honestly, like, because, like, even when I was in my prime, I wasn't the best player in any team or in a comp, but I'd always work my backside off to, you know, to give my all to the team. And so I still hope that people, like, think that about me. And it's just one of those things, isn't it? You know, like, it's either people want to take a chance on me or they don't. And but for me, I'm in good shape. I just want to train my backside off and get into a team, and that's pretty much it. Like I know it probably sounds silly, but yeah, I just want to get back into a team and work my ass off and get back into a first place spot. Mm.
I reckon you'd be a great addition to your old side, the Bulldogs. What do you make of their recent run of form, Josh?
Yeah, they've been great, haven't they? I've always, Jamie, like I've always, you know, had a bit of a connection with them, and I think at the moment they're heading in the right direction. I really do. You know, as I was speaking before, like I think Burton's just a next generation type of player, and they've got to keep him. But I think they're slowly, like finding what it means to be a Bulldog. They're winning games on the back of just hard work and effort, and that's how, I suppose for me, that's how we used to win games. And I think for me, it's a big thing that, you know, they've got to find a new coach and whatnot, and that's going to be a big thing for the club. But in general, if I had to, you know, say something right now, I think they're heading in the right direction. You know, that they're all playing for each other, and that's what matters. But that's all that matters, really, because if you're playing for each other and winning games, that's what you want. So I think you're heading in the right direction.
Josh, you're a legend at Belmore. The fans always loved you. Who would you like, just personally, to see as Canterbury's new coach?
It's a big call, Bulldog, you know, because, like, for me, I think it should be someone who's Bulldogs, right? But it might not happen. So, I think for me, like, and he's probably going to ring me, mess with me tomorrow and be like, mate, what are you on about? But I think, like, someone like Nick Ennis would be a perfect, you know, candidate for the job. I know he wants to be a coach, like maybe not right now, but like further down the track. And for me, ever since I've been at the Bulldogs, it's always been about the people that want to be there. And, you know, you've got people like, you know, I've seen Jim Dimmick thrown up, and I think it'd be perfect. I just think whoever knows the Bulldogs should be the coach. And I know, you know, Sorrell's been thrown up, and I'm sure he'd be a great coach, but yeah, for me, it's just, if you're a Bulldog, you're a Bulldog, and you'll never change that.
And as you correctly pointed out, passion for the game often goes a long way in the coaching arena. Is that something you would consider post-career?
No, not for me, mate. I want to be a part of the club. I really do, and that's but definitely not coaching. Like, I definitely want to be a part of it, you know, whether I can come back there and play or have an impact on the club. But yeah, it's definitely not something for me. But I just, I'm Bulldogs through and through, and you know, I think everyone knows what it means to me and what impact I have to have in my club. So yeah, I really hope they find a good coach and head them up.
Josh, before we let you go, I just want to go back to Origin quickly because there's been a lot of debate and discussion about whether Latrell Mitchell, if he performs well this weekend with his first game back since he was injured back in April, would you slot him into the Origin side for Game 3?
It's just fun, isn't it? Because I suppose when Queensland went on such a good run, they picked and speak, right? If players weren't going that great, they were still picking him and putting him in the right position. For me, I think you have to put Latrell in because he's a player that can change the game. And it might be hard because, you know, Burton might miss out or, you know, Cryan might miss out. But at the same time, you know Latrell is going to do something. You know, he's never going to let you down. And, you know, like Eddie knows that. He knows the Origin arena. So for me, it would be a hard decision, but I'd be picking him.
With State of Origin, Josh, back in the 2013 series, obviously, even though you were selected for Game 1, you didn't actually run on the field. Your actual run-on debut, so to speak, was at Suncorp Stadium. Just speak to, the challenge that New South Wales face in Game 3 when you've got a ferocious Queensland crowd and getting it done. How much of the game feels different when you're playing up there at Suncorp?
You know what, mate? It's very hard, but I think right now that the way the Blues won that last game, the dominance they wanted in, and they won it very, very convincingly. I don't think it will have a bit of an impact, but not a lot because, yeah, it is hard to win, you know, up in Queensland and whatnot. But I just think the Blues last week, that they made a statement, a massive statement. Like, I'm not even talking, you know, they won by 30-odd points, and that is huge. So I think, you know, yeah, and we can all, you know, and we're all going to say, like, it's going to be hard to win in Queensland, but they've got, yeah, Cleary, Luai, Coruscant, a lot of players that just, the moment, doesn't seem to worry them. So I think they'll be fine, and I think they'll win Game 3, and the choice will be coming home.
Grubb, tell me, are you drinking those cocktails with the little, you know, the little umbrella?
It's called sangria, isn't it?
Yeah, the little umbrella in it by the pool or not?
Look, Bulldog, I'm not, you know me, I'm not, I can't, I'm here, but I can't tell you exactly what I'm doing.
Grubb, you know, I've got spies everywhere. I'll find out.
Yeah, I know you've got spies. You know what? I know you've got spies everywhere, but I can't tell you exactly.
One of those spies could be very close to you.
Yeah. It could be messaging you right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, Josh.
Hey, you know what? I'm having a good time.
Good for you, mate.
Enjoy, Josh.
And you deserve it,
thanks,
mate.
Guys.
And great to talk to you. And as we were saying, hopefully we will see you back here in the NRL very, very soon. You're a much-loved character and you're getting a lot of love on the text line this morning. So thanks for joining us, Josh.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.